Electromatic radio.
Kid, we on the air?
What? I don't know. Hold on a second, Gray. I'm trying to win the stuffed bird here. How many more darts do I get?
Three more.
All right. Here's one. Oh, missed the balloon. My bad. Here's two.
Ow, my leg!
Oh, geez, sorry about that.
You lost. Get out of here.
Oh, come on. It was an accident.
Scram!
Look, I have one dart left. I paid for it, and I'm not leaving until I get that stuffed bird.
You want to get what?
I want you to give me the bird. You know, it's a good thing we're on radio.
You pretty much stepped into that one, kid.
Well, I might as well put this last dart to use.
Boing! Ow, my other leg! I'll kill you! I'm gonna kill
you! Great, let's get out of here. Move it! Look out!
Sorry, lady.
Hey, slow down, Matt. This equipment is heavy.
Did we lose him?
What do you mean, we? I'm not the one antagonizing the carnies.
You punched a clown back there.
Clowns aren't carnies.
Yes, they are.
But no, they're not. They're categorized completely differently. They got a different phylum or something.
But
anyway, he was asking for it. Did you see that look he gave me?
He's a clown, Gray. That look was painted on.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll think twice about painting his face like that again. He needs to get a real job anyway.
Oh, like yours?
Now listen, kid. I'm gonna...
Gray, we're broadcasting.
You! Folks, we're here at the Medford County Fair, right outside Drakesville. It's apparently what passes for fun around here.
Oh, and I suppose you had something more fun than a pig show in New York City.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, tell them what we're doing here.
Do what? Oh, yeah. Folks, we're gonna make radio history here today. For the first time on any radio program, we're gonna present a live audio feed from a person being shot from a cannon.
Oh, boy, tell them who it's gonna be, Gray. Tell them.
Well,
tell them.
I am, you idiot. The person who's going to be shot from a cannon is Electromatic Radio's very own Matt Appleyard.
That's me! Hi, Aunt Gladys. Hi, Beth. Hi, Josh and Walt at the Sack and Carry. Hi, Jeff. Hi, June, Elaine, and Pepper. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Ashbury and all the kids.
Would you give me that mic, folks? This is really going to be an historic radio first. So we hope you stay tuned.
Hey, Gray.
Would you stop pulling on my tie, kid?
We got company.
Do what?
Look, isn't that Autotronic Radio's van over there?
Oh, for the love of... I didn't know they were going to be covering the fair.
Well, maybe we'll luck out and we won't have to talk
to... Well, look who it is, Newton. The Bomb Brothers from Electrocrapic Radio. Fat Man and Little Boy.
Hello, Cyrus. Hello, Newton. Managed to get your license renewed after that ugly payola incident, I see.
It's amazing what corporate sponsorship can do for you.
And we at Autotronic Radio regret that recent government inspection of your nuclear reactor.
Which I'm sure you had nothing to do with, Cyrus.
No skin off our collective noses. I just showed him the one that doesn't leak.
Quiet, you idiot!
We saw your promo for your quaint little stunt in the Herald and thought we'd come down and lend you some moral support.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and to get some nice juicy news coverage should something go tragically messily wrong.
Heaven forbid, naturally.
Oh, naturally.
Say, nothing can go wrong, can it, Gray?
Of course not, kid.
Yes, of course not.
The equipment has been checked and double-checked. This entire stunt has been planned as carefully as
the Iraq War. Uh-oh, Nix, nothing doing.
Hey, what are you guys trying to do, spook the kid?
Oh, certainly not.
We have the utmost admiration for Mr. Appleyard's bravery in the face of such lethal danger.
Lethal, he said lethal. I'm calling this off.
Matt, get back here. Now listen here, you two scums. I don't know what you're up to, but Matt is going through with the stunt and that's final.
We wouldn't dream of stopping you, Mr. Grimwald.
And what's more, our Arbitron ratings are gonna bury your sorry excuse
Who's
for a station
buried?
Once and for all.
Perhaps, Gray, perhaps. Or perhaps it's Electromatic Radio that will be crushed in the ratings.
Crushed!
Flattened!
Flattened! Perhaps pulverized.
Pulverized!
Squished with its entrails spilling.
Now see, Newton, you're taking it too far.
Oh, sorry.
Matt! Don't! Now look what you did! Clear out of here pronto! Why don't you go cover the vegetable exhibit? You know, find a nice cabbage to interview. Someone you can see eye to eye with.
Sorry, Mr. Grimwald. We have every right to be here. And we'll be sure not to miss your friend's publicity suicide. I mean, stunt.
You! Folks, we'll be back with our groundbreaking radio first after this music set, and as soon as I can find Matt. Hey, Matt, come on out! I got a head cheese sandwich here for you!
Get a pass, take a ride in the land that is high above what you strive, where the dark never hides all the joy at the Backstreet Carnival. sky to the ground, while your mind swirling down, caught within all the sounds of the joy at the Backstreet Carnival. You.
Cause he's a cunt.
Are you sure this is safe?
I'm positive. Now get down in there. We're broadcasting.
I don't know, Gray. Maybe this isn't such a good idea. I mean, why can't we just give away tickets to Air Supply concerts like other stations?
What's the matter with you? You couldn't wait to do this earlier. Hey, Gray, I want to be shot out of a cannon. Hey, Gray, when can I get shot out of a cannon? Well, you're getting shot out of a cannon now, so stop your whining.
Honestly, call me short-sighted, but I just hadn't connected the thrill of being shot from a cannon to the potential gory death that could result.
Get down in there. We have to do this thing in a few seconds.
Aw, what the heck? It's better than dying in bed.
That's a spirit.
Helmet mic check. You ready?
Go.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Got it.
I'll try to give a running commentary as I fly over the fair. Maybe kind of a Neil Armstrong thing?
I don't know what kind of time you're going to have, kid. You're going right into the net. Shouldn't be in the air for more than a few seconds.
I'll just wing it then. Wing it! Because of the flying with the cannon.
Yeah, my sides are splitting. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting for the first time on any radio program, a live audio feed from a man being shot from a cannon. Are you ready, Matt?
Roger.
Drum roll, please. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
This is one small step for electromatic radio. Well, one giant...
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God! Where the hell is the net?
Oh, crap! Someone has been messing with the trajectory on the cannon. You!
Oh, certainly you're not trying to pin the blame on us.
We're just innocent bystanders.
We don't know the first thing about 12-meter compressed air circus cannons, do we, Newton?
Not a thing.
Ray! Help!
Hold on, kid. And as for you two, you just wait. I'll get even with you if it's the last thing I ever do.
You'll have to catch us first. Away, Newton!
Right! Shazam!
That was it? We need a smoke screen to allow us cover as we make our dramatic getaway, and that's the best you can manage? I can get more smoke by burning an ant with a magnifying glass!
I'm sorry, Cyrus.
They're not our regular brand of smoke bomb, are they?
They were on sale.
I told you to never buy off-brand smoke bombs, you halfwit!
But maybe if we try more than one.
All right, start throwing them.
Right!
Here, hand me some.
Right, here you go.
Ah!
Ray!
Jeez, kid, what the hell am I supposed to do?
I'm heading out over, looks like Highway 12. Get in the damn truck and catch me as I come down.
But...
Under the tarp in the flatbed are 800 rolls of quilted toilet paper.
What? Why?
There was a sale at Kreskin's discount store. You wouldn't believe the price. It was a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Matt!
The store said that the rolls had some kind of minor defect, and that's why they were letting them go so cheap.
Matt!
You really should go down there, Gray. They had these boxes of remaindered string cheese.
Matt!
Oh, yeah. Ah! Oh, my God, I'm gonna die! Help!
Highway 12?
Yes! Here comes, there goes Hank City Service Station. Hi, Hank! Hank, wave!
Folks, we'll be right back.
Hurry up, Gray! I'm not coming down until I see that truck under me.
Hurry up! Jeez, get shot out of a cannon, miss the net, and suddenly you're the boss?
Jack lives in a house with 120 rooms. With butlers and bakers and candlestick makers and horses and horses' grooms. People don't like him, his age and his food, but I know I disagree. I know a bet, so she lent me $10, and I know she's in love with me. Oh, oh, she's a beautiful girl, but she doesn't ever care. A millionaire. Amira sang as we go for a ride, and it means the world to me. She let me take her out to the woods, then back to her house for tea. People who like her, they
dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my heart. She said, Sonny, you feel kind of warm. She looked into a crystal ball. Said, you're in love. I said, I couldn't not be so. I'm not patching with the girls I know. She said, when the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her eyes. To my big surprise, the next day I discovered that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, as mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody. Why'd you make a fool out of me? Then the sun struck me, tipping from all above. By looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Well, I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. And I get my fortune told for free. Now I'm a happy fella. Well, I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. And I get my fortune told for free.
His horse he'd ride through the land. The people used to see him everywhere. When he died, they put a statue in the square.
Hooray.
Here comes the equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. Once a month on a Friday there's a man with a mop and bucket in his hand. To him it's just another working day, so he whistles as he rubs and scrubs away.
Hooray.
Here comes the equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. It's a sight to bring you joy, you feel so gay. And it's guaranteed to brighten up your day, if it's grey. Equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. It's a sight to bring you joy, you feel so gay. And it's guaranteed to brighten up your day, if it's grey.
Feels so gay.
I don't know, Gray. What's it all about, anyway?
Do what?
Well, you know, what's it all about?
Well, what are you talking about? What? Gee! Watch it, buddy!
Doesn't it seem like I end up in these kind of situations a lot?
What? Yeah, yeah, sure, whatever.
I just don't know what it is. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
Hey, kid, I see you up there ahead of me, but you're still outpacing the truck.
I mean, most people wouldn't want to be shot from a cannon, right?
Out of the way!
Well, not me. Oh, no. What's this? An excuse to risk my life for no good reason? Lead me to it.
Matt, you're going too fast.
I mean, what's wrong here? Do I have some kind of subconscious death wish or something?
Matt, I need you to try to hold. Sorry.
Is there some vast gap in my life that I'm trying to fill with these suicidal antics?
Matt!
I don't know, Gray. I mean, what do you think? You've seen what I do.
Matt, shut up. Will you shut up? Listen to me. I can't get this truck to go faster than 75. I'm going to need you to do something to slow yourself down if you're going to land on all that discount toilet paper in the back. And for those folks just tuning in, I have no idea how that must sound.
If I start slowing down, I'm going to start losing altitude a lot faster.
I know that. Just do it.
How?
I don't know. Wind resistance.
You mean like flapping my arms around or something?
Try it.
Okay, here goes.
It's working.
God, I must look like an idiot. I hope no one I know sees me doing this.
Hold on, kid.
Well, if I do manage to survive this, I'll tell you one thing.
I'm almost there!
I am through with crazy life-threatening stunts.
I'm passing onto you right now. Try to aim for the toilet paper as soon as you see the truck in front of you.
How many times in the history of the world do you think that sentence has ever been said?
Go for it!
Banzai, kitten!
Matt! Kid, you okay? Matt!
Let's do it again!
No, we're not gonna do it again.
Oh.
Now all we gotta do is come up with a way to get even with those Autotronic radio scumbags.
Don't worry about it, Gray. Turn the other cheek. That's my philosophy.
What are you talking about? That's not your philosophy. Besides, they tried to kill you.
Yeah, but to get even now would be adding insult to injury.
What? How?
Come here and I'll tell you.
Okay, what?
Well, before I got into the cannon, I went out to their van and I took...
Oh, God! Oh, God, no! Goat urine?
Kreskin's discount store was practically giving this stuff away. Can you believe it?
Kid, I know they tried to kill you, but I really think you crossed the line here.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening. Thank you.